Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Residents of Murrundi are being urged to monitor for COVID-related symptoms after New South Wales Health confirmed positive viral fragments in the sewage. There is currently no known cases of COVID-19 within Murrundi, and it follows after viral fragments were detected in sewage at Merriwar yesterday. Hunter New England Health's Chief Health Officer, Dr. David Durheim, is urging residents not to be complacent about testing.
We are a little concerned that the testing rates across the region have actually dropped, and so we encourage people not to be complacent. If you get even the mildest new respiratory symptoms, a sore throat, a sniffly nose, it may be COVID. Get a test.
It comes after another 10 cases of COVID-19 was recorded across the district in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, New South Wales recorded 271. Residents across the Upper Hunter are being reminded to vote in the New South Wales local council elections, which are currently underway. So far, more than 1 million people across the state have already casted an early vote or made arrangements to vote through the post or online. In-person voting is now available and on election day, which is this Saturday, December 4th. Cameron Whalen from the New South Wales Electoral Commission is reminding us to vote with a number of options detailed on the website.
All polling places are being run in line with our COVID safety plan. So you can bring your own pen, mask wearing is mandatory, and you have to check in with the Service New South Wales app. But voters are encouraged to keep up to date with the latest New South Wales health advice. And if you want to read more about those COVID safety measures, you can do so on our website, elections.nsw.gov.au.
For a list of voting venues across the Upper Hunter regions, visit the station's website. And a man was airlifted to the John Hunter Hospital last night after suffering a serious medical emergency. The Westpac Rescue Helicopter was tasked by the New South Wales Ambulance just after 10:30 p.m. to report of a person suffering a serious medical emergency at Glenbourne, just north of Muswellbrook. New South Wales Ambulance paramedics carried out initial treatment on scene before conveying the 40-year-old male patient with the helicopter and the critical care medical team at Muswellbrook Hospital. The gentleman was further stabilised before being airlifted to the John Hunter Hospital in a stable condition for further specialist medical treatment.